ね、難しいよね。
Discussion last time gave you some insight into the part I play when I come to you.
This
time, my dear friends, I wish to ask you all one question.It may not be as simple as you think, but what I wish to ask of you, my dear friends, is this. I want you to look from outside of yourselves.And ask the question, who am I? I want you to focus on this question and also to find out what spiritual gifts you have brought to this lifetime.And how those spiritual gifts have brought you together this time, and in which way they bond you together. It may seem a simple question, my dear friends,But I assure you, you will find it quite difficult.
Yes, I think I have already.
I will give you time to look to this question and for you all to discuss amongst yourselves.What answers you come to. I will remain with this instrument whilst you work quietly. But before we leave, we hope to bring to you someone who will speakA little with you, and we hope that the dear lady who is sitting next to me will be able to bring them forward.
Yes, I'm sure she will.
I will be most interested.To see what you think of yourselves. I will comment next time, so please be lucid in your thinking and the expression of your words.I will try to help you. have clear vision, clear thinking for this meeting.
Hear from you next week.
You may rest assured I will be here with you. I have given you what I am to you. Now you must recognize what you are to yourself. My love, as always, stays with you.
My love goes with you. Maybe could we sit quietly for a moment or two and then see what we come up with? At the moment, we're going to complete the plan. Has anyone come up with any ideas?
Well, in general terms, we are all sparks of the divinity. So we each have to see ourselves as an individual spark. We probably represent different souls, because it's rare for two aspects of the same soul to be on earth together, and yet we have our very similar energies, so perhaps the soul bodies are closely connected in some way. This is conjecture, course, but it's clear we have similar energies, which are part of our, that energy is part of our bonding. We have a particular affinity for each other, because although we have the different energies, we have different abilities, and we, in a sense, rely on each other for those different abilities.
Yeah, that's true.
I think much hinges on the fact that we are of similar energies. Now, the other factor which would probably add on to that is our past life, our recent past life, which remembrance at least was spent together, and I would imagine that also contributes to the similarity of energy between us. I think those may be relevant factors in this.
Probably wholeness, a love of nature. And having tried to live a spiritual life before. Yes, yeah.
Having had that aim.
That would include a love of nature, surely.
Yes.
Very much. Yeah.
I think if you're really spiritual, then you would love nature.
Yeah. I see a lot of animals, and I often wonder why I like animals so much. And that's the right word.
I think especially at particular times in my life I've been aware of a deep down power, which has been a guiding influence. I think I have a feeling of strength from this power, with the idea that the soul strength is much more than the physical body.
Well, we must age in this beyond the say par spiritually, because if we've been together in other lifetimes and we've been told we should be together again, may not be here but wherever. So we must be pretty much on the same level, mustn't we?
Yes.
Spiritually.
Mm.
Not physically.
I think you have to be able to share experience,
yeah,
and to talk to people.
To accept.
To accept what they say and for,
yeah,
them to understand what you're saying.
And Sullivan as well, accept what he's saying.
Says. Mm-hmm. We all accept what Sullivan says. I've never had any difficulty with that, so.
Never, yeah, because we have to see Sullivan as a great coordinator.
Yes.
Coordinating angels. That's very important too.
And the fact that we each have, that we all have an enthusiasm for this learning. We want this, a passion for the learning. Which makes us come every week.
Yes, we are all seeking. That's,
yeah.
Searching.
That's a shared fact.
I think that I've, my condition, I think, is several fold. One of them is perhaps karma, but I think that when you get a condition such as I've got at the moment, and I think a lot of people at some stage in their life do have illness, it does make you think a lot more, and it's made me think a bit more, well, a lot more about the past life and where you are, where you're moving towards, and it really opens your eyes in many ways, and you start to see things that you hadn't seen before. So in a way, I consider the condition I've got as something of an awakening.
Yes. How about you, Jan? I know it's a bit early for Cheryl. Well, I asked the question as he asked it, you know, to go outside and ask yourself who, you know, the question for that life. And I've been receiving clairvoyantly, I suppose, lots and lots of faces, one after the other, coming out of a, almost like a mist, so I presume they're me, parts of me. And also I've been given strings of light. And they're a little bit like neon lights, so as one lights up, as one fades, the next one lights up, one fades, the next one lights up. And those beads of light, I think I'm interpreting as I meet there are millions of them I'm being shown,
yeah,
so they're other souls. It's as if I've passed through them. Do you understand what I mean? Or they're people that I've connected with.
Yeah, they belong.
They belong to our,
yeah,
our,
yes,
energies. Yeah, there they are. Little beads of energy, obviously. And as I'm being shown that some are negative and some are positive. And you obviously need that negative and positive energy to make the positive energy flow. And the negative energies are those of which I haven't bonded with. And they're not on the same spiritual,
yeah,
level.
Yeah.
And those of us in this room, so whoever just said it a moment ago, because I'm not quite with you, if you know what I mean. I can speak to you, but I'm not able to feel my body at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're doing, enabling me to see this more and more, aren't they?
Yeah.
As the weeks go on. I'm being taken further and further now. I'm not sure how I can still speak to you. And I can't put anything else around, but stranger. Each one of us in this room is joined in a circle and being shown at this precise moment in time that each one of us is joined in a circle, within a circle, within a circle. So I'm interpreting that that first circle is where we are now, and we'll meet again in the second circle, and again in the third, and the fourth. Yeah, as we progress, and I'm being shown it. We're going outwards.
Yeah.
Like a ripple. Mm-hmm. So where we are now, as husbands, wives, mothers, sisters, mm-hmm. brothers, that's not who we are. We know that, don't we?
No. Just what we need here.
Mm-hmm. I'm referring again, I'm being shown, I described it a little while ago as overcoats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm being shown that, and also being shown snails.
Mm-hmm.
That a snail has a shell.
Yeah.
And he goes inside the shell and comes. You have to interpret this as you.
Well, he must grow in your overcoats.
I can now see other faces that are each and one of you.
Mm.
They're not showing me, they're showing each and every one of you. So I'm meeting you. And now we're back to the neon little lights. I think I'm coming back now because I can feel my hands. Yeah.
Can you say roughly how many others are in the room around us?
The room is pretty full.
Yeah.
Very, very full because I'm feeling almost claustrophobic with them.
yeah.
The walls have just come in, tremendously small. I would say there's a good 200 to 300 people in this room at this time.
Yeah, you know, because we've been told it spreads and spreads right through, which is pretty amazing.
Mm. It's standing room only at the moment.
That's what I can see, Claire, is vague. I tend to be like this, but yes, I could match the sort of vague patterns that I'm seeing with
yes.
With hundreds.
Which could be other aspects of ourselves.
They are. That's what they're mm. that's what they're showing us. They're not other spirits.
Yeah.
They are facets of ourselves. They are part of our soul. In this room with us now.
Mm, makes you feel quite emotional.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of what Solomon had said about facets of the diamond.
Yeah.
Mm. When Solomon came through tonight, I've not witnessed it before, and it made me think, is it my imagination? But he came through with an enormous blue light that went bang all around Eileen.
Mm.
And then after he came through, I was off on my travels, if you know what I mean, but that's when the strands of blue light, and then they turned blue and red little strands of light were shown to me.
Mm. So what are aspects? That's amazing.
So, the question, I think, who am I? I think George put, he described what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
we are just a linkage in a chain of energy. That's how I can see it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, George?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does make sense.
Mm-hmm. In terms of evolution from where we've come, I was thinking humanly as well. We're vast, really. We are.
Yeah.
We're part of everything, and we're part of everyone,
yes,
really.
Yeah.
I'd say the further we move on, the more we grow in spiritual strength and wisdom, I'd say the more you would feel a part of everyone, really. And
so Earth is always saying that the situation is much more complicated and beyond our ability to describe.
Mm. Yes.
To see what he means by that.
The other part of his question was that we have to answer was what did he say qualities?
What spiritual
qualities that we bring to this life? That we brought to
this discussion. What spiritual ones?
And that, I think, is very individual.
Yeah, we are quite individual.
Mm-hmm. You go again.
Myself, really, more started after listening to Sullivan. I was very much aware of so much.
Mm. I, this is going to sound really silly, but I think I've always been aware of a light that surrounds me, but wasn't sure before
what it was.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how it was to be used, I suppose. And what I mean by light around me is certain people were attracted. Certain personalities, certain types were attracted to me.
Do you find people walking on the other side of the street suddenly look across?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's taken this, we'll call it work, shall we, to realise that yes, we came into this world with a light that shines brighter than we can see.
We all bring with us love.
Yes.
It's the most natural thing in the world is to love people.
Mm.
And objects and animals and everything.
Mm. I think I was put here definitely to communicate. I think I was, as a young child, I was quite shy, but I think incrementally as time went on, I became a communicator. And now I think I communicate on lots of different levels.
You weren't shy on the piano.
Not the piano. No, I wasn't on the piano. But I do see that as my role. One of my strong roles in life is to communicate and support people in their growth whilst growing myself, and encouraging spiritual growth in other people, and talking, communicating all the things I learn here in whatever way I can, either through the voice or through song or just through relaxing music or whatever. I find lots of ways to communicate, and that I feel is what I'm here for, partly.
You have any thoughts, Cheryl?
I don't know about what.
What we've been talking about.
About what I'm doing.
Yeah, you are. Or just any thoughts you've had while we've been talking.
Well, obviously got a love for these disabled people. I think I'm quite a selfish person. I'm a very selfish person. And, you know, I've been sort of thinking, well, you know, who am I? And I'm very selfish. I'm very self-centred as well. And impatient.
I didn't worry too much about it. I think I definitely was. Mm-hmm. I think the rest of you were at
your age. It's about learning about you and what you like and what you don't like, and that's normal for teenagers.
Yeah.
perceive the question to be, not what you perceive the question to be.
Because you're still thinking on a physical,
physical
level. Which you can do. And the second half of the question was, you know, what
tributes do you bring
to this life. You have brought an enormous amount, but you can't yet recognise them. But you're lucky you touched on it so young.
Yes.
But you've brought an enormous amount. You can't see it, but everybody else around you can see what you've brought. You're very compassionate. You say you're selfish, but with that selfishness comes a compassion that knows no boundaries.
I see if someone would soon know.
Good evening. Very welcome.
Good evening.
I do not wish to interrupt your most interesting discussion.
I'm sure from your side it probably is.
I have heard many conversations from many, many, many people on your side of life. And let me say, I am always surprised at what I hear. Sometimes the depth of knowledge I hear from a certain group such as yourselves astounds me. I am most gratified to know that the teachings that the Masters bring have such an influence on you all. We are most gratified, believe me, if even a fraction of what you are told in the early days takes root, seeds itself in your minds, and blossoms as the years progress. I hope that does not sound too flippant, but it is my way of explaining to you how we are watching you grow, who you comprehend my meanings. Do you understand that the knowledge that you have absorbed is like the flowering of the cherry trees every year? Can you understand that?
Yeah.
Yes.
They lie dormant in your winter times. And then the little buds burst forth in your springtimes. And you are awash with the fragrant blossom. That is like the knowledge which suddenly seems to burst forth in your consciousness. And you absorb this knowledge. And you hold on to what is relevant. And then, like the blossom on the tree, that knowledge serves a purpose. And you shed previous thoughts, previous connotations, things which perhaps once were important to you, and you suddenly realize that they have not the significance you thought they had, and you let them drop like the blossom. Is that a fair description of your thought patterns?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of
things that seemed vital to you in your youth, or vital to you even only, shall we say, yesterday, suddenly are stripped away and you think, no, I don't need that. Let it go. Yes?
Yes, that's very true.
Yes. Good. I am not meaning to put words or thoughts into you, but I listen to you and I watch you and I absorb your thoughts. And it seems to me that as the time progresses, you are stripping more and more of your earthly thoughts and getting closer and closer to spiritual meaning. Yes?
Yes.
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 Good. Good. It is good that you are agreeing, because you must always move forward. And we know that some of the teachings leave you perplexed, am I right?
Yes.
And we have to think about...
Yes, that is what I mean. I do not mean perplexed in... You don't know what is being said to you, but it makes you open your mind, does it not? It makes you question.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Which is a very good thing. I am sure the master that comes to you has said to you in the past, always question.
Yes.
Never just accept. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
You must question. No one is going to think any less of you if you say, please, can you elaborate on that theme, whatever it may be. We do not want you just to accept what we say. That is not what teaching is. In your schools, when you are children, as you grow, as you go to your universities and to your higher forms of education, I am sure all of you have at some time wanted to debate an item with your tutors, am I right? You have wanted to say, excuse me, but I cannot quite agree with that. May we discuss it further? Have you not?
Yes, this often leads to a better, more fundamental understanding.
Oh, of course. But we are watching each of your years come and go. And we are seeing the branches of knowledge grow firmer and heavier and more laden with the blossom of knowledge and teachings. And from that blossom comes the most amazing sense of love. Did you know that love has a perfume? That is something else for you to put into your store cupboard of knowledge. Love has its own rich perfume. Every sense has a perfume.
It is true that people exude a sweetness or a sourness, which can also almost be
tangible.
Yes, I think so.
Mm. Yes. You know that love comes in a form of light. You have been told that the light shines from this meeting, have you not?
Yes.
That it lights
yes.
a beacon. It is not just a light. It is a sense, a wonderful perfume, which mingles with the light and can be sensed in our world. Just as hatred has its own scent. I will not call it perfume because it is not perfume, do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Fear also has its own scent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I will not call it perfume. Every one of your senses exudes an aroma. And I would like you to think about that in your coming days.
Yes.
Give out love,
mm-hmm.
not hate.
Mm-hmm.
Hate will cause a scent which can make people recoil from you.
Mm-hmm.
Not physically. You do not see people step back and think, oh dear, what a smell. No, I don't mean it. They recoil mentally.
Yes.
And that itself is part of the spirit, the mind. Think on it, dear people. Try to love. Try to exude a perfume that you are, shall we say, very taken with. Imagine the love is one of your most favorite smells. Can you do that? It will help you.
Mm. Thank you. That's a wonderful
way of thinking of this.
A wonderful way to help us.
And perfume is beautiful. You think of perfume as being something beautiful.
Indeed, and flower.
Yes.
Delicate.
Indeed. I will also say to you that even your most beautiful perfumes on this world cannot compare with the spiritual perfume of love.
Mm-hmm.
It is like something you have never encountered. But dear people, dear friends, when your time comes to pass into our realms, I wish from the bottom of my soul that one of the first things you encounter when you join us is the perfume of love. You deserve it, each and every one of you. And the more you strive in your earthly life to bring love and harmony to yourself and to others around you, the closer you will become to the spiritual smell of all-powerful and all-bright and all-shiny love.
Look forward to.
Is that something that you can accept from me?
Certainly. Definitely, yes.
No. I don't wish you to accept it without thought. But believe me when I say to you, it is fact.
It makes sense to me because you can, when people are fearful or sick or ill, there is almost a smell, and it's something that you see as well.
Yes.
So it makes sense. The skin is clear and bright. It affects the body when someone is loving and happy. And their skin looks brighter and their eyes look brighter. And everything glows.
Glows, that is a word. Very, very good word. Observant young lady.
Children often have the sweet aura, a sweet aura, when they're happy.
Young children, in all innocence, can detect the perfume of love. But very quickly, they lose that sense.
Yes.
You have all encountered it in your very early life. Sometimes you may think you are recapturing it, but you don't understand what it is. I'm sure at some stage in your lives you have...